So today we celebrate St. Nicholas, and I think St. Nicholas, just like St. Francis of Assisi, is one of the saints that often get butchered and misused the most. St. Francis of Assisi become nowadays a garden gnome, per se. They just put him in a garden, and they kind of butchered his message of truly loving Christ at like someone that just kind of like keeping the earth safe and loving the animals. Yeah, those are important, but also at the same time, what drove Francis, what that radical poverty and love of Christ and love of neighbor that sent him into preaching the gospel and embracing a life that no one else wanted to live at that time. The same thing to St. Nicholas, right? We now replace St. Nicholas with Santa Claus. And he's supposed to be this jolly guy that just go around and hand out gifts to everybody and just nice, like nothing wrong, right? But also, we forget that Nicholas was present at the Council of Nicaea. And he's, according to tradition, he punched Arius in the face when Arius tried to deny the divinity of Christ. But also at the same time, Nicholas was very adamant about loving his people. As a bishop, he visited the poor a lot. And the tradition that come from him giving gifts actually come from an actual account of him giving money to a father so that he can have a dowry for his daughter to send her off to be married, because he was so poor that he couldn't afford it. St. Nicholas was attentive to that, and he provided that dowry so that that family could have some dignity and respect. Oftentimes we butchered or we secularize the saints, and we forget that what the motivation that caused them to do all of this. The real motivation was the love of Christ that made them do all of this. And this is exactly what the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah tells us, huh? That in the midst of an identity crisis per se, the prophet Isaiah tell the people that on this mountain, the Lord of hosts, God will provide for all his people. On this mountain shall we look for the Lord, to whom who will save us. On this mountain, the Lord will call and gather everyone together. And today in the gospel reading, Jesus multiplied the loaves to feed the hungry. But I want us to be attentive of what's going on here, that Jesus would move with pity for the crowd. He paid attention to the people. How many of our leaders now per se pay attention to the people and have pity for the people around them? Yet God sees all of that. He have compassion. He moved with love for the people. And then that's why we are being affirmed and confirmed, just like the responsible psalm said today, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It is he who guides me and guide you, all of us, so that in goodness and kindness we follow him all the days of our life, and that we yearn and we call and confirm in our heart that we shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come, because we belong to him, because he loves us, and he provides for us in ways that are beyond our comprehension, our understanding. Therefore, we trust in him.